Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. If you're just joining us, I'm talking about what is tragic. And if you spend any time in a rehabilitation center or a, I don't like the term, old folks home, because that's beneath the dignity of human beings. And if you've been in many of those places, it's beneath the dignity of human beings what those people are faced with. And in my generation, many of us are, you know, a decade or so away from being there. And we've got to make a priority. And we should make it now. We should do it now for the people who are there now. I'm not talking about just because we'll soon be there. We need to be fighting for people who can't fight for themselves. Let's go to Lynn from Oconomowoc. Good morning to you, Lynn. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call.
I am well, thank goodness, because I am at that age. But my husband was in a long-term care facility in 2016. And he had fallen, and his artificial hip dislocated. And while he was in a brand-new, probably multi-million-dollar facility, they were so understaffed that he was supposed to have a shower on Tuesday and Saturday, and they, for a whole week, they didn't have the staffing to bathe him. I started caring for him. And they're always looking for certified nursing assistants, CNAs. But those people not only had to care for many patients, but they also had to staff the dining room.
Yes.
And when he needed to go into palliative and then hospice care, I cared for him at home. And I think the problem is it's a for-profit business, and they definitely make profits by not adequately staffing their facilities.
That's 100% correct, but they are regulated, and so somebody's not doing their jobs properly because, yeah, I get it, they're for profit, but there are human beings there. And so I've always railed on profit over human beings, right? There should never be a time when the profit should outstripe the human being. Would you agree with me?
Totally agree. They should maybe put a cap on profits.
Well,
and,
I, you know, number one, I commend you for being strong enough to do what you did for your husband. Everybody can't do that. It takes a special person with special skills to be able to take care of someone in the latter years of their life. And so you're a very special person for having done that. But more people than not can't do that.
Well, correct. Physically, too, I handled a Hoyer lift all by myself and was able to put him into a sling by myself. And when the nurses came in, it was kind of funny. They asked where, you know, how much medical training I had. And I said, well, I watched Grey's Anatomy every Thursday night at 7 p.m. And that was my... That was a helpful medical training.
You know, you,
but it was difficult.
You know, Lynn, you talked about CNAs. CNAs, yes. Making $15 an hour. Come on.
I don't know if they make that.
Well, if they make that. So there's been a push for $15 an hour for McDonald's, right? Well, we got to pay the people for McDonald's $15 an hour livable wage. But CNAs, I'm not hearing any. Oh, well, you know, there's something wrong with the psyche of our nation. And so somebody has to bring those things out. And you know, I'm just a little voice. But the truth of the matter is, it starts with a little voice, right? I mean, we all know this is coming, right? People of your and my generation, this is coming. So who's planning for it? Right?
Well, I'm planning not to go into a care facility.
No, I'm saying if you're blessed and fortunate enough that you don't go, and you've got family that's going to do that for you, what I'm saying is there are more people who don't have family who's going to do that for them than there are who do. And so that's why the society needs to be planning for this.
I totally agree.
You
and
know.
I'm not sure I would ask my family to care for me.
No, I'm not going to ask my sons. You know, I've got a wife, but you don't even want to think about those things. You know what I mean, Lynn? You and I, we don't want to think about putting that burden on our loved ones. But that's why these facilities are there. And as you stated, a brand new multi-million-dollar facility. Do you know they're building warehouses for you and I and our generation as we speak? Multi-million-dollar palaces are being built, but nobody to man them, right?
That's right. And I tie that into integration, too. Several of the dining room staff were immigrants and spoke little or no English.
Right.
So,
well, because nobody else is going to do that kind of work for $12 an hour and no benefits.
That's correct.
Yeah. I mean, that's at the root of all of it, that we've got to get people to start mobilizing. Again, this is neither Democrat or Republican, black or white. You know, it's neither Christian nor Muslim. It's about humanity. And that's something that we all need to come together. If we can't come together on anything else, we're all going to die. And we want to make sure that it happens in a dignified manner. Lynn, thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for the call. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Tell somebody about us. We'll be right back.